HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Omicron can be detected through RT-PCR and rapid antigen tests, Union Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan has said. Bhushan made the remarks at the review meeting with states and union territories officials. Amid rising concerns over Omicron, the government also advised states and union territories to ramp up testing. States have also been advised to meet health officials, airport health organizations, bureaus of immigration and other relevant agencies. The center has extended the existing COVID-19 guidelines till December 31st. This comes amid the fast-spreading new strain of the virus. In its order, the Home Ministry has advised states to ensure strict compliance with its November 25th advisory. The advisory has directed them to rigorously screen and test all passengers arriving on international flights. Their samples have to be sent in SACOG laboratories for genome sequencing. A Myanmar junta court has postponed giving a verdict in the trial of deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. She faces a catalogue of charges that could see her jailed for decades. The Nobel laureate has been detained since the generals ousted her government on February 1, ending the Southeast Asian country's brief democratic interlude. The court adjourned the verdict until December 6. She has been accused of incitement against the military. The charge carries a 3-year prison term. Data was expected to show that India's economic recovery strengthened in the July to September quarter. It was helped by a pickup in consumer spending. But the spread of the Omicron variant raised fears for the future. Reuters' survey of 44 economists projected GDP data will show 8.4% year-on-year growth in the September quarter. This is versus a 7.5% contraction in the same quarter last year. The Indian economy has been seeing a rebound from last year's deep slump. It has been boosted by rising vaccination rates and a pickup in government spending. Senior India off-spin Rara Ashwin has made a staggering revelation. In an interview with teammate Shreyas Iyer for BCCI TV, Ashwin admitted he was at crossroads last year. The Tamil Nadu bowler said he didn't know if he would ever don the whites again. His remarks came hours after he surpassed Harbhajan Singh to become the third highest wicket taker in tests for India.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.